Well, as we head into the final week of the election campaign, political activist groups are employing all their resources to try to mobilise voters. This time it's not only the left-wing get-up on the trail, but also its new conservative rival, Advance Australia. And they've been going head-to-head in key electorates. But just like the political parties, their most influential campaigning is on social media, where there's less transparency and accountability. Background Briefing's Catherine Gregory reports.
If you live in a marginal electorate or one with high-profile Liberal politicians, you might be familiar with these messages. This is from GetUp.
I've just spoken to someone in Warringah and they're just so thrilled that people are volunteering for issues that we care about.
And this is Advance Australia, or should I say, its mascot, Captain GetUp.
I can confirm that Bill Shorten is my father. I know you're shocked, but when you think about it, it all makes sense.
These two political activist groups are waging their own proxy war in this election, and a lot of it's happening on social media. They each present themselves as independent from political parties, but their political advertising and messaging is similar to the policies of some candidates or parties. GetUp says it's campaigning to get rid of what it calls hard-right climate blockers, such as Liberal MPs Peter Dutton in Dixon, Michael Sukar in Deakin, and most notably Tony Abbott in Warringah. Conservative political group Advance Australia says it's there to defend them.
If we don't do something about it, mainstream Australians will continue to be convinced and coerced into becoming more progressive.
Advance Australia's key message is that GetUp is a front for Labor, and that includes candidates like Zali Steggall, who's running against Tony Abbott as an independent for Warringah.
You worked hard and saved for your retirement, but now Bill Shorten and Zali Steggall want to pass a new seniors tax, taking your money and making your life harder.
But Zali Steggall says she's never supported Labor's policy to limit rebates on franking credits. And if elected, she's vowed to push for an overhaul of laws for minimum standards of truth in political advertising. She also reiterates her distance from GetUp.
No, look, I've said it quite a few times already, but I have no association with GetUp. I don't get any financing, and I have all of my own volunteers.
GetUp, for its part, has also come under fire for an ad which showed Tony Abbott as an apathetic surf lifesaver who refuses to help a drowning swimmer.
Tony! Someone's drowning!
Look, I think you'll find that the science isn't settled on that.
What?
Both groups have money and reach to do their advertising. GetUp has received $13 million in donations, which you can see on their website. Advance Australia is far younger. Its national director, Gerard Benedict, says it's raised about $1.7 million through donations since it launched, although they're not yet disclosed.
So have any of the board members or anyone from the advisory council given any money to Advance Australia?
No. Not to the best of my knowledge, they haven't. If they do choose to give us funds, then obviously those funds will be disclosed as per the AEC guidelines and the rules.
What about anyone closely associated with the Liberal Party or anyone within the Liberal Party? Have they given any money to Advance Australia?
So we don't ask our donors for their political affiliation. You know, we believe that it's their free right to donate to whomever they would like to.
Like political parties, these two political activist groups are targeting voters with specifically tailored political ads that match their lifestyle and demographics. But should these groups that brand themselves as grassroots be allowed to do this? Policy analyst Dr. Michael Jensen is from the University of Canberra.
They pretend to be a grassroots organization that has emerged out of the general sentiment of people like the target audience, when in fact that's often not the case.
He looked at some of the content of both groups' ads on social media over a period of several days and found overlaps between their messages and those of the major parties.
For example, on the 22nd of April, there's a discussion about penalty rates going on both GetUp and on Labor's page, for example.
Mm.
And likewise, you'll see on the Liberals' page, they're talking about how Labor would increase taxes. And at the same time, Advance Australia is also putting out various statements saying that Labor is going to increase taxes as well.
And do you think this is just political lobby groups deciding to coincide with a particular party's line, or do you think it's a bit more coordinated than that?
Well, I think, you know, these outside groups definitely want to increase the vote for their favourite group.
There's also other social media players getting in on the action too. They present themselves on Facebook as grassroots or community pages and groups which share GetUp and Advance Australia's political content. But some pages are more extreme, particularly on the right side of politics. They include anti-Islamic pages and groups called Stop the Mosque, Aussie Angels Against Sharia and Australian Brotherhood. Michael Jensen again.
And that leads to a lot of amplification and resonances between multiple spaces, which tends to lend legitimacy to certain positions.
Facebook has actually removed those last two pages for having some inauthentic profiles and violating its rules. That's because these pages are only allowed to post sponsored electoral ads or political messages as long as they're from Australia, it's clear who authorised and paid for them, and the pages have genuine administrators. The Australian Electoral Commission, which is also overseeing electoral ads, says it had already received 52 complaints on social media posts by the start of this month. That resulted in 7 warnings to users and 6 requests to social media organisations to remove the content. What we're seeing here are hidden influencers skirting the rules around unauthorised advertising on social media.
These are examples of organisations that at the very least do try to portray themselves as being part of the community and generated by community interests. This is more clearly the position of an organised interest that's trying to put something on the political agenda and make it seem like it's more mainstream than they can justify that claim for.
And then do you think that that is astroturfing, according to your understanding of what astroturfing is?
Generally speaking, I would say that it would fall into that category, yes.
Here in Australia, there is no law stopping lies in political ads or messages for political parties or activist groups. Both Facebook and the Australian Electoral Commission say they can't be the arbiters of truth, but they can at least determine who is behind the messages and whether they're authorised. Facebook does delete fake accounts and pages, and it's working closely with the AEC to flush out unauthorised advertising. But key transparency features that have already been rolled out in the UK and the US, like stricter approval processes, won't come to Australia until June, after the federal election.
That's Catherine Gregory reporting, and you can hear more of her report on Background Briefing after 8 this Sunday morning right here on RN, or right now, wherever you get your podcasts.